Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His creation, His servants, is Shafiq. He is very generous and merciful, and there is nobody greater in terms of mercy and rahmah than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to His creation, who does His fadl, His blessings and His karam and generosity and mercy, as Allah ta'ala does and gives to His creation. Allah ta'ala loves His servant so much. So how can it be that Allah ta'ala wants His servants, His creation, to go into Jahannam, hellfire? How can it be that Allah ta'ala desires His believer, follower, to go into hellfire? Allah ta'ala wants that everyone He's created, every man, enters into paradise. And this is a situation that we make of our own actions. Allah ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, is waiting, seeking excuses to forgive mankind, gives an opportunity at every turn and moment that come into my shade and shadow of mercy and enter into the abode where you will get continuous reward. Allah ta'ala has mentioned many places, and this verse of the Quran where Allah ta'ala mentions that what will you earn or achieve by taking the azab of Allah? Allah says, why do you want to earn azab? Why do you want to earn punishment? What benefit will it give to you? What will you attain? Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy and karam, you can see from this. That we don't want ourselves to be in a successful position. Allah ta'ala has given us a practical and beautiful preparation of Jannah and the rewards in the hereafter. Allah ta'ala has prepared everything, all of the makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah. All of the creation of Allah on the earth, or whether it's in the heavens, in the skies, everything is paying attention to the human beings. Allah Ta'ala has made this awareness within all of the different forms of creation, and they are aware that we, the human being, the servants of Allah, mankind, how it's being created, our status, and what's going to happen in the hereafter, the trials, etc. And they don't want us to enter into hellfire. Allah Ta'ala has given the understanding to His makhluk. It's waiting, the makhluk, the creation waits, that will a man pass by us who does a good deed, so that we can on the Day of Judgment present our witness statements for that person, that individual, so we can say that yes, he did do good, Allah. And we also lay claim to that. And there's a very famous hadith where a mountain or a hillside asks the other hillside, that has today a servant of Allah passed by you? Has the servant of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala created, passed by you? And the other mountain's very happy, says, yes, today is Eid for me, and a dhakir, one who remembers Allah, walked by me. And then the other mountain is proud of the other mountain, the other hillside. And this is the hal, the condition, the situation of the universe that is mentioned in this hadith. It's waiting that all of the people that we see in the shopping centers and the marketplaces in the world, etc. And we think that everything that we're walking past, wherever we're walking past, the stones or the grass or the rocks or the trees or the shop or the buildings or the structures, they don't know that we're walking past them. They all know, they hear, they see. So when the servant of Allah, mashallah, a good person in a good condition, walks past, his appearance, his total living and breathing is in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's desire, and he walks past the creation of Allah, then that creation of Allah becomes a witness for that person. So we can make many things a witness for us, to assist us in the akhirah. Thereafter, when a woman or a man walk past the nature, the creation, in a bad way, in a way dislikable by Allah and His creation, then all of those forms of creation curse that person. That what kind of weird person is this? Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want for you, O my creation, mankind, to be sent towards my adab, to be sent towards the hellfire, towards the punishments. But Allah Ta'ala says that if you do shukr, if you're grateful and you have total iman upon me, then why should I send you to hellfire? Allah Ta'ala says, why should I send you to the hellfire? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah says that, do I want to send you? But you, due to your own deeds, are sending yourself towards the punishment, and you are making the makhluk, the creation of Allah, go against its creation. Allah Ta'ala says that you can earn so many witnesses for you, for the hereafter. And if you, for example, you came here, you walked past or drove past many forms of creation on the way here, they have all become witnesses for you. And I remember a statement of Hazrat Ali Fazal al-Qureshi, another pious predecessor, that they used to recite Khatam al-Khawajgan just like we do. And he used to use the stones to count, like the date stones or something to count the number. But remember, there's an amount of recitation or count, and they used to recite that amount, and that was the way of the pious predecessors. Here it's difficult, who should we give the stones to, the pebbles to? But that was the tariqa. They used to spread out these pebbles or the stones, they would count how many times they were reciting Khatm al-Khawajgan. Subhanallah. So while he was reading, and when a stone would come to him, then one of the stones, there are different types of stones or pebbles. Some are small, big, some are different shape. You understand, like the date stones, if you use the date stones, the seeds, the date seeds. So there was a seed that kept on coming around. It was a little bit broken, it was shorter, a little bit bent, warped. So the sheikh put it to the side. And Allah Ta'ala says, we probably, you know, watches, and we probably do this as well. Sometimes we don't give emphasis to something in creation. Allah Ta'ala then gave it the capacity. Look at the barakah of dhikr here. So that date seed then was paying attention to that person who put it aside. He said, oh friend of Allah, do you think that you are so nice in form and beautiful and only you can do dhikr of Allah? I am also the creation of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has created me. So why do you put me to the side and discard me? Do not make me lose the dhikr of Allah for the sake of Allah. Include me in the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Then he shrieked out the wali of Allah, and he did astaghfar, and he sought forgiveness, and he kept that stone, that date seed next to him all the time in dhikr. So everything has life. Allah Ta'ala says everything has life, but we don't realize this. So a beautiful hadith, another one I'd like to present and discuss due to the barakah of this gathering. So then we have to see that if we go into Jahannam after this, then it's to be a shock that Allah Ta'ala has opened such doors of mercy for us and reward. Okay, we can't practice big or so many good multitudes of deeds. But Allah Ta'ala says that don't waste the opportunities. Look at the Quran verse I've just mentioned. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah says, why would Allah cause you to suffer for your past sins if you are grateful and attain to belief? Look at this. So Allah Ta'ala says, the seven heavens, and you go up across the heavens, through the heavens, up to the top, Sidratul Muntaha, from one heaven to the other heaven. In the hadith, it stated 500 years journeys between one heaven and the other heaven. And imagine the seventh heaven, how far away it must be where Jannah is, beyond the height of the seventh heaven. Allahu Akbar. And there's a man sitting on the earth, you, me, somebody else. There's a masjid, we're sitting in the house of Allah. And we're sitting in the corner of the house of Allah, and the sins, he remembers his sins, he's doing dua to Allah. Dua to Allah, he's a sinner, and he's raised his hands, doing dua to Allah, praying to Allah, 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 give me Jannah, Allah, give me paradise. Oh Allah, give me Jannah, please give me Jannah, Allah. Okay? Allah, I am not worthy of Jannah, paradise. I know about my deeds, I'm not worthy of Jannah. But I am not lacking hope of your rahmah, your mercy. Allah, I am certain of your rahmah and mercy, and I don't lack hope or certainty. We do dua, we wipe our hands on our face, we don't know what dua we did, what was the effect of it. I'll tell you the truth. We don't even know. Just a routine. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati, ya Allah, give me paradise, ya Allah. We wipe the hands over the face, oh, and then we walk off. We don't know what we've said, we can't even remember. And see what happens. Look how Allah Ta'ala has prepared for his servant. When a person does dua, yes, at least your heart should be paying attention. Now, if you ask now, your situation will be different, won't it? So you should think at that time that this dua, who am I doing dua to? Who am I doing dua to? Who am I speaking to? Who am I requesting to? This is not some routine culture. I'm in the masjid, I'm just part of the masjid, they do dua. Some people just say something, they don't even know what they're saying. They wipe their hands on the face. I remember a little girl. I said, what do you say in the dua? She was about 2 years old. And she used to wipe her hands on her face and do dua. She used to raise her hands and she went like this. And she used to move her lips. I said, what do you do? What dua do you ask for? 2 years old. She said, what is the dua? She said, just nothing. She just moved her lips. She didn't know what dua she was asking. Subhanallah, but everything of her in her mind was being accepted. So see, this also gets accepted. So we don't ask a dua that you're not aware of what you're asking. So now, what do we do here? What does Allah Ta'ala give to us? Like that man or me or you, Allah Ta'ala, what's He given to us? In the whole of the universe, what effect takes place due to the dua of that person? Look at this hadith. So there's even, is there a more easy way and route than this to enter into paradise? Tell me, once we understand what I'm discussing today. Look at Allah Ta'ala's karam, how He sends His karam and mercy to the world. And even then we are going towards hellfire. In the seven heavens Allah Ta'ala has given us, and beyond that is Jannah, paradise. And we're sitting in a little corner of a village. We just say two things, in routine, traditionally. Suddenly that voice that emanates from us, the lips haven't moved, in our heart we've said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the power to Jannah at that time. Through all of those that distant journey, Allah says, whenever in my creation in universe a man, whether he raises his hands or he doesn't raise his hands, or he says with his tongue or in his heart in silence, and he asks for Jannah, Allah says to Jannah, listen straight away. So Jannah listens. Jannah hears. Paradise hears the words in your heart. Then it says to Allah, Jannah, Paradise says, Allah, this is your servant, man. You created him. He is a sinner. Why have you made me? At least, why have you made me? If you've made me for your creation, for the people of Iman, then this man's asking for me. Allah, he's requesting you for paradise. So I request you, Allah, let this man enter into paradise. Allah Ta'ala says, go, Jannah, I've accepted your request, and I accept your influence and your request. So has that person not attained Jannah easily? Tell me, even then, despite this, why do we go towards the opposite, towards hellfire? Just like Jannah is beyond the seventh heaven, and Jahannam is below the seventh crust of the earth, the seventh layer below the crust of the earth. We are sitting wherever we are. Yeah, Allahumma, Allah Ta'ala has given us the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika adhab an-nar. Ya Allah, save us from adhab an-nar, adhab Jahannam. Waqina adhab an-nar, adhab Jahannam. Allah, save us from hellfire, from the fire, from the adhab, from the punishment. Then what happens? Below the seventh layer, below the crust of the earth, Allah Ta'ala has given power also to that seventh layer below the crust of the earth. And Jahannam also hears the request of Allah Ta'ala's insan. And then the Jahannam says, Allah, this is your servant. You've created him, and he is requesting you protection from hellfire. And he is destined for hellfire. Allah, I request, please don't send him to me. Please don't send him into the fire. Forgive him. Allah says, go hellfire, I've forgiven this person. Sahih hadith, I'm telling you. Sahih hadith. And can there be a more simpler way to enter into Jannah and be saved from hellfire? Just like that verse I recited to you. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah says two things here. That if you are about to go into Jannah due to your sins, then you can get away from that. Why? Because إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. We are not grateful. Allah says, why would Allah cause you to suffer? بِعَذَابِكُمْ. Why would He want you to suffer for your past sins? But then Allah says, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. But if you are grateful, وَآمَنْتُمْ, and attain to belief, then Allah says, then the situation will be different. So if you don't have the gratitude and you don't have the iman, opposite to gratitude is being ungrateful, and opposite to iman is nifaq or fasiq or sinner, or person who sticks and adheres to sins. He knows this is a sin, but he doesn't want to leave that sin. So these are the opposites to these two qualities Allah has mentioned here. In shakartum, if you are grateful, and wa amantum, and you attain to belief. Allah says, if you have these two things and you leave the ungratefulness and the sins, Allah says, in spite of this, you carried on doing sins, you are ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala said that I gave you the tariqah, the method of being grateful to me. Wherever you could have done it, you could have done it, but you didn't. Allah Ta'ala says, you sit down to eat, you do dhikr of Allah, then you are grateful for that food Allah Ta'ala has given. You're about to drink water, and you do dhikr of Allah, then you are grateful for that water. If you're sitting in the car, and you're grateful for the car, for the transport Allah has given to you, then you have done dhikr of Allah, you're grateful. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've made such a system. Do dhikr, and you're grateful. Do dhikr, and you're grateful. Remember Allah, and you're grateful. The more you do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, then you're more grateful, and you become the person who's grateful. وَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Look how a person can become grateful. The grateful creation of Allah is that person who does the dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah, who recites Allah's name. And the person who doesn't do dhikr of Allah, how can they be grateful to Allah? Automatically they are not a grateful person. So the rule here, the principle here, is a grateful person is a person who remembers Allah, who's grateful for Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas, who does shukr to Allah, who does dhikr of Allah. So this is the first point. Allah Ta'ala mentions here that you don't do my shukr, you are ungrateful, you don't do my dhikr, you run away from dhikr, you shy away from dhikr. Tell me, why? Is dhikr for running away? Is dhikr for... Look, there are 20-25 people here to do dhikr. Where's everyone else gone? Where's all of the other believers? This is the reason that despite it being so easy, Dhikr of Allah. We can ask for Jannah. Fine. Allah will give tawfiq. Look how easy and practice it is. An action. I'll give you a pointer. We say, yeah, we can do it. We all say we can do it. It's very easy. We'll raise our hands up. Allah, give us Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't give tawfiq to that person. Allah Ta'ala won't give the tawfiq to that person who is ungrateful, who does not refrain from the sins. This is the reason that we don't get the tawfiq to do dhikr, because we pour our hands up and do dua, and hundreds of thousands of people don't do this dua because of their sins, because they're ungrateful. The sins have surrounded them, immodesty has surrounded them. Allah Ta'ala's words, they don't listen to them. They don't listen to the hakams of Allah. They present their excuses, deception, delusion, excuses. Oh, I can't do it for this reason. I can't do it for this reason. We know totally, clearly, purely that this is a sin. Allah Ta'ala says, I've told you, I've defined to you, this is a wrong action. That we know due to the sins, there are punishments. On top of that, Allah Ta'ala has given a step to paradise. We just have to raise our hands and say, Allah, give us Jannah. Paradise. But we don't even have the tawfiq. For there is a reason, due to our sins, we don't get the Jannah, paradise, due to the sins. Look, imagine what an easy path Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And Allah Ta'ala says that you aren't grateful to me, you don't do my dhikr, the dhikr you should do, nor do you leave the sins. You are glued to the sins. You don't have your iman, you don't have iman, and you don't have yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. That why don't you do these two actions? Do my dhikr and leave the sins. And then Allah says, that see that Allah is always responsive to gratitude. Allah is all-knowing. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah says, I know totally well. I am fully aware. How? Allah Ta'ala says, between you and me is my wisdom and knowledge. And then see the rewards I give to you for your gratitude. So brothers, the path is easy with the fadl of Allah. Let's do dua to Allah. That Allah Ta'ala has given us such multitudes of routes and paths and means and modes that we can attain reward. So many doors are open to us. But if we are immodest and with sins, and then we try to get close to Allah, we run around outside in the marketplaces, in the streets, and alleyways, then do sins, then everything will become a witness for us on the Day of Judgment. But if we pass by the same places and routes, and we go on the journey towards Allah, in the shopping center, marketplace, man, woman, wherever we go, and we do good deeds, then everything will become a witness for us. So it's very easy path, brothers. So we have to say in our du'as always Allah, and with total hope. We've heard the hadith inshaAllah, that when we raise our hands and say Allah, give us Jannah, then Allah will give us Jannah, and Jannah will intercede for us and seek for us the means for us to attain paradise, and will request and do du'a to Allah. So we should leave sins, do dhikr of Allah, do a little bit, but be steadfast and do it regularly. And it's not a little thing. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great ni'mah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.